An sé kleine geld an chléisio sé ma hát na sé siúa sé alta chorístach. My name is Robert Cutting Coswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to bring you this programme which goes by the name of Clairnagale, a bilingual programme in the English language as Sahilg in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Ellen Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Duris, well, now that we've come to the end of James Challoner's short treatise of the Isle of Man, I thought it would be interesting to look at something new. I thought I'd go to a newspaper, not for anything in particular, just to get a flavour in general of a new newspaper, well, new to us anyway, new to Clairnagale, because I picked one from the 3rd of February 1820, 200 years ago. On Scaldus na Bain, Henke de Ve and Red Cajin, the Chormolia de Napoleon son de Choliu Erdny Spijelach as son I Vai Be Vaughan. The Barrel Cajin, the Gaultus na Heijeremach de Mai, ons Den, Jen Enem, Comreg Napoleon, for Scrutag and Cholach Much Bardach Minimus, as Nimaj Shen na Clashen Hojach. The day before yesterday was the Il Vrija, the eve of St. Bridget's Day. So we'll begin with a version of the song traditionally sung by the women at the door of the houses on that eve, inviting Brigia to come and enjoy hospitality there, and that would bring a blessing on her and her household. Tashu geishach rish radio vanning, stashu lanashun, skeliena washdulish, alin vanning. A version of the song Brigia, Brigia Tagus Mahai, and it was sung for us by Emma Christian. The newspaper I've got here is The Manx Advertiser and Weekly Intelligencer, printed and published by G. Jefferson, Duke Street, Douglas. And Jefferson went on to print almanacs. Jefferson's Almanac was an annual publication. The price of this newspaper, the Manx Advertiser and Weekly Intelligencer, was threepence British. This sold 3D, three denarii, that sort of pence. So threepence British, which in 1820 would have made it fairly expensive, really, I suppose. The front page is, as many newspapers were at the time, given over to advertisements. And it's the advertisements that I thought we would look at this time. And the first one, the top of the first column, Proposals for Publishing by Subscription, a collection of 8 ancient and original airs, never before made public, being the native musical productions of the Isle of Man, to be called the Mona Melodies. Dedicated, by permission, to Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Kent. These airs are arranged for the voice with a pianoforte accompaniment. The words are written expressly for this work. And I can tell you that the quality of the words is not something to be boasted about, really. But anyway, they did in this advert. These airs are written, the words are written expressly for this work. And the subjects of the poetry are legendary and national. The Mona Melodies will be published in the same manner and of the same size as the Irish Melodies, in one volume, price 7 shillings, by Mr. Mitchell, New Bond Street. 7 shillings, it makes it a fairly expensive publication. For den minimus maso. Cara dau ta giner, te cordon man rasher. Chan crick a huge mucker, tain a fair olien, ned te grenicha, mish as cred te achmer, green yell salsenach, a comrade Napoleon. She osin ta cordunesh, de chulyuni mar vandesh, bol glendech yid sole, kunlach de rolon, ta dach bech nish, moors beg, cadle de mai, as veg, shan de hara, shigger as craig, chumreg Napoleon. De rau em, moch eeg de lour, rosh medese de vecha moor, as pot pint na rolion funny cui de rolon. Taste, be my in sitche, le oil de chigger de ve, a chid sheen yinach e grey, chumreg Napoleon. Ren Napoleon Sayacher Jane Danshaw. At the session in the Albert last Friday evening, we were playing Jenny Is All The Go, a tune that appears in the collection, and I mentioned it being a song that was collected in the east of England amongst fishermen, particularly Sam Larner. And here's a version of the song. It's called Dogger Bank in this version, and it's performed by the New Scorpion Band.
Sailing over the Dogger Bank, oh, wasn't it a treat? Wind a blowing east nor east, we had to give a sheet. You ought to see us running, the wind a blowing free, on a passage from the Dogger Bank to Grey Grimsby. Watch out, Twigger, she's a proper jubi jew. Give her a sheet, let her rip, the boys to pull her through. You ought to see us running, the wind a blowing free, on a passage from the Dogger Bank to Grey Grimsby. A captain, he's a Shanghai Roosh, he loves a pint of good ale.
Our mate, he is a roast, don't expect to be seen in many's a jail.
Third mate, he's a bush ranger, he comes from the African Isle.
And take a look at our old cook, it gets the bugger wild.
Watch out, Twigger, she's a proper jubi-joo. Give her a sheet, let her rip, with a voice to pull her through. You ought to see us running, the wind a blowing it free. On a passage from the Dogger Bank to Grey Grimsby.
Watch out, Twigger, as down the street she came. High heels and painted toes, Jenny is on the game. Jenny is one of your flash girls, can she get a shine? She can do the double shuffle on the knickerbocker line.
Watch out, Twigger, she's a proper jubi-joo. Give her a sheet, let her rip, with a voice to pull her through. You ought to see us running, the wind a blowing it free, on a passage from the Dogger Bank to Grey Grimsby. We're the boys to make a noise when we come home from sea. We get right drunk, we roll on the floor, we have a jubilee. We get right drunk and full of beer, we roll all over the floor. And when our rent is all spent, we go to sea for more. Watch out, Twigger, she's a proper jubilee. Give her a sheet and let her rip, the boys to pull her through. You ought to see us running, the wind a blowing her free. On a passage from the Dogger Bank to Grey Grimsby. Thank you.
make a noise when we come home from sea. We get right drunk, we roll on the floor, we have a jubilee. We get right drunk and full of beer, we roll all over the floor. And when our rent it is all spent, we go to sea for more. Oh, watch out, to Twigger, she's a proper jubi-jou. Give her a sheet and let her rip, the boys to pull her through. You want to see us from in the wind, the blowing free, on a passage from the Dogger Bank to Grey Grimsby.
Dogger Bank, performed by the New Scorpion Band and found in the Isle of Man as Jenny Is All The Go, and that was collected from Sam Lana, as I mentioned, who used to be a fisherman on the east coast of England. D'ordr Napoleonaid of a scrut er bola talt bur, egn chion eliagi vai na siach anachan. Er a skin, fa jolu j Napoleon, vai an chow, jint eg squealer uns paint ben. Edder and dechre, through gintus whimper, for Napoleon Goyle on slough bargainach and cramp rish Frederick as Pilkington. Van carnain foy force now crackage. Jane a gis jow va Frederick smoogee in the gedne, och, chanodach e chebel lech rasunach. Egan untre va fowen gint rish, drow Frederick as a genia girlach a plan the hiacha er gowldus na bain, as the stry a William Gay, rennan spijelus och guns troggly cor huish e dolus elgasach air. For fis drow snowball force schnogarach magit uns gowldus Pinchfield. Uns main the tauri, van the bain fo al the chlashen, the denk treekiak and rosh the goil rish, as cree courage on thou lyorish snowball, the rower deng oil arnons col log, the in o dunverus and Napoleon. I think the publisher of the Moan Melodies, Mr. Mitchell, is of New Bond Street in London rather than New Bond Street in Douglas, because this advertisement continues. Mr. Mitchell, to whose care all orders are requested to be forwarded, direct to the editor of the Mona Melodies. To Mr. Power, No. 34, Strand. To No. 25, King Street, Covent Garden, London. Or to the editor, No. 2, Cambrian Place, Douglas. The favour of an early application is particularly requested. And then the advertisement goes on to boast. Subscribers to the Mona Melodies. His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent, 3 copies. Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Kent, 3 copies. Her Royal Highness the Duchess of York. Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Clarence. His Royal Highness the Duke of Sussex. His Royal Highness Prince Leopold of Saxe-Coburg. Well, there are now only, I think it's 2 copies, but apparently from slightly different editions, perhaps in some royal library somewhere, there are copies of the Mona Melodies still to be found. Thank you. was the Blingy Troil Band. They played Under Funions. And then we heard, that's a traditional piece from Cornwall, then we heard Neil Davies' tune Woolly Monkey. Si stasiwn yn asiwn ta radio fanin a stasiw geisdiach rys Clare Gael. Mish Robert Cytin Cars fel Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Well, we're not going to look at all the advertisements on the front page of this edition of the Manx Advertiser and Weekly Intelligencer. We'll move smartly along to the second column now, alongside this advertisement that we heard for the Mona Melodies. And there's a run of advertisements in the second column for educational establishments. Young Ladies Seminary, Ballacunya House, is the top one. Miss Christian and her niece, Miss Clucas, have the honour of returning their best acknowledgements to the parents and guardians of those young ladies who have been placed under their superintendence, and assure them and the public that no exertion shall be wanting on the part of Miss Christian or Miss Clucas to merit a more general patronage. The Christmas vacation at Ballacunya House will close on the 10th of January, instant, when they will be prepared to receive such young ladies as may be sent for their instruction. As I say, this edition was actually published on the 3rd of February in 1820, so they've obviously left this running from the start of January, probably. Vad kurichka bes chalirach. As for sesen o de reilare sautius Napoleon, courage bun. Wren cair mordi freilare eraliavi shenny, fair eg dach corneil. As van curum courage mocheg emsich pink eye, the royal blast jay ulu a viega, roshmer eneshenye, al de bech nyau on. Mae treich heddyn fe'i ffogrys mach dy rawn Napoleon a reich y crec y car neu'n ffoed yn maes y Pilkington. Fe ffos yn nys cwrtosiach a reich ys reiltiach, dy feil ar ta siartans dy chroren edr gawldys na bein ys Foxwood. Fe'n y cochionlysyn edr Napoleon ys Pilkington, ni iau dy rawd gul ar dyn y winrych yn trwyd wimper, nes bonus cyrdioedd. Va mi chreistiel eg na bein Pilkington mor fair dun yoil. Och, ber liaus neshin na Frederick. Vat goil alge is cor fiede. Now, we heard the song about Brija, Brija Tagus Mahai. Today is Lyle Murra na Gael, the Candlemas celebration of the church, when Mary went to the temple to be purified after childbirth. And this song mentions Mura Vanich, the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is Aren Ben Lyon, performed by Marlene Hendy and Dilys Sowry.
Oh.
Maren Benfiawn, Marlene Hendy and Dilys Sowry. Chauds haen taur a sha, as von William Rhea chit fagus de vejint, henk na fawn jay saiacha e treiturach chi vejint, de vej nostrasia as nostrasia, vej fo Frederick vej gulla grey, de chor les naioch fi dunya as gunnanoch ulyu, as de rawi solach alau na fo vriunan as na meuren si, nach jinnachad, de rawi riu goil greim uns na lawinega jay bargain skriwi galt as na bein, cor feisir bi mechion na chus. Na smuna shen, va skiel an achimach gul ar shila mach as Pinchfield, mechion na jewelus an jintek Frederick den a bayanega, rene bulag a bes shan chabel, ve rai new an yolach, Rennie maru mada lloris cawai ons furnish. Fe gael tatnys na faster yn bega, lloris cor celi cag a le sgirigan da flodon beri cionol trish na spurnoc. The advertisement for Balacunya House sets out terms. Young ladies genteelly boarded and instructed in the English language, grammatically, writing, arithmetic, geography, fashionable works, and other useful branches of female education. 25 guineas per annum. Young ladies under the age of 12, 20 guineas per annum. Washing included. Entrance, 1 guinea. Dancing, music, drawing, and French to be paid for extra. A quarter's notice must be given previous to any young lady leaving school, or a quarter's board paid for. And the following advertisement is headed The Grammar School of Douglas and immediately refers us to the Reverend R. Brown. Well, this is Robert Brown of the old St. Matthew's Church in Douglas. He had a book of poetry published, mainly religious, but one of his sons, of course, was the notable poet T.E., Thomas Edward Brown. Well, let's move on to Early on Monday. This is Callum Kennedy.
Mochtje doel gore traum hems moentjen smi fagal huis rikur soes len sjong smos moense groe koch a rein mo vore sa Kleintje Björn Smoe vi en eiche Get baun gashture Gør trik mi kai Noch er tog oi Smoe hul sa kaum pesht Jak humel girach Sanara kevin Jau i galfos ron Smas han le fanyu Ev jau du mari Snach liken Let in am hall, Gunnar in Svanya, Homari kakut, Slem yes, life harini, Rai matryon. Smishture bate, Leskien patoch Sne schule warte Kum haschkin re Zarinen ras Jartort gach is a welch A dröymen hach
For many years, a stalwart of Scottish television programmes, Callum Kennedy and his five daughters, they used to sing, and Callum Kennedy himself visited the island on many occasions. He was telling me one time when I met him down in Killarney, in fact. But that was him singing Er Mocht Ye Luan, one of the many pieces that he recorded. He's got a very large catalogue of songs, mainly in Gaelic, but he sang in English as well. We mentioned New Bond Street there before in relation to Mr. Mitchell and that advert for the Mona Melodies. We weren't sure whether he was in New Bond Street in Douglas, perhaps, or was he in New Bond Street in London. Wasn't quite sure, but certainly the Reverend Robert Brown lived in New Bond Street in Douglas. And this advertisement for the Grammar School of Douglas reads: The Reverend R. Brown returns his sincere thanks to the parents of those pupils who have been entrusted to his care, and hopes that by continuing to apply himself with unabated assiduity to the duties of his office as master of the above school, he may yet meet with a larger share of public support than he has hitherto received. R.B. intends, whenever an increase in the number of his pupils will have rendered it necessary, to procure from England an assistant eminently qualified to assist in the mathematical department. R.B. is authorised by the Lord Bishop of the diocese to state that the Grammar School of Douglas is the only school in that town which is sanctioned by his lordship's licence. Terms, 1 guinea per quarter. No entrance. So no entrance fee here, unlike the guinea paid on entering Ballacunya House. And the Douglas Grammar School at that time was in Dalton Street, I think it was. Van de been chit de ve corriaglach trechilad machon in lid shaw a gulla genu den in gumregen, as na kirtan shen rened feiral mach de ve ligit mach ulju kujach, as de hayacher gaultus Pinchfield, de ebert mach na fir den njoil, as de ligaser na been. Och, ren squeal a corlach a dowd, a chiana gintusen gin tort, as de chor treish on strateish a chumreg Napoleon. Son shen as ulju va enyachtan nai Frederick Fos on the moor. Morge duni de rau. Hank Napoleon rish so talt, as renny salje gemacht dau, na raui riewer smunion machion crek a carnen foy de Frederick. Ve smunion de raui foen voerel a segge ve de grei, de gelal rish mujinen jane sort shen. Vel jutrum ser na kalmenen, va foskuller cor mach de scalia mach, fis machion de nyri mach, chit gus a tollu. Baller B on's Foxwood. Now, I mentioned a song which included Mura Vanich that we just heard, and there is a tune which is called Mura na Gainal, which is the day of today. So this is the second of the tunes here. First we hear Mulla Cheren's March, and then Mura na Gainal, played by Mira Royal. Thank you. Mira Royal, and the second of those tunes was Mura na Gael, which is the day today, the 2nd of February. Stasiwn yn asiwn dy radio fanning a si Clen y Gael dyn Clen Sio. Meryn Pyn, Robert Cydyn Coswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
As for Sarah Courage down yes. The Gedden Reir is a slogan vok roes en best de fyr dyn joel. Ons fawr jay, best de Frederick. The handmach sy tawra. Fa fair elia jay clinken krautach snowball jint bachtel. Fa bear a chornach len sarglach. As henke mach, tre henke cut the rouse and knee, the ren snowball mester radan far chael rishanaru corra. Ren kellach gaias fa fis courage them a chion a chalg, goil risha kindid ega cun got risquila. As chalirach, renne dunveras heen lior is slugga she spersion lus of esh. Ren the bain in zicha nish, na raus noble riu, morva imidi jau krell rosh nish, gethen an order, bech feiniach dach jain chid rang. Her au shoach far skeel, va erna scalia tamult lug can tai oli, lior is snowball heen. Fodda vai cosna aounder, Fa ochsan courage de, de renne achta mo coward sacha. As we've been hearing, there's a wonderful way with the wording of these old advertisements in this edition from 1820. The next one is for Mr. White's Classical School, number 3, Wellington Buildings. Mr. Thomas Maunsell White, late of Dublin College, Bachelor of Arts, respectfully acquaints parents and guardians that he is determined to devote himself to the superintendence of a classical school. It must therefore be the preceptor's primary concern to convey to his pupils a fundamental knowledge of the Greek and Latin languages, while the subordinate connected branches of ancient history, mythology, geography, etc., are assigned their share of attention. But further, Mr. White intends to conduct his pupils beyond the usual limits in their classical reading by initiating them into mathematical science. The English tongue, writing, and arithmetic are to be taught as part of the regular course in the proposed school. A couple of weeks ago it was that A Wren Son Manin was chosen, and the winning song was called E as Lay, and it's an adaptation or an extension, a reworking of a short piece, just a very short extract, which is called E as Lay, and Annie Kissick worked on it, and she produced a new song, and it's performed here by Skeel Elia.
Now, for the accord and for the skin peddler. Jack the Cadden's blessed with heller, for the soul as dear, jolly foggle, and felt as pay a good deed as there's me skin peddler. Jack the Cadden's blessed with heller, for the soul as dear, jolly foggle, and felt as pay a good deed.
The trio, Skeel Elia Filgorn on vocals and fiddle, and Annie Kizik played the squeeze box and joined in on some of the harmonies in the background, and Paul Rogers played the guitar, the Rensson man in this year. We'll continue with this proposed school to be set up by Thomas Maunsell White in Douglas. Mr. White begs leave to add that he's determined to combine, with whatever portion of ability he possesses, all suitable labour and unremitting attention, and that he does expect as the result advantage to the youth with whose instruction he may be favoured, and ample satisfaction to those who shall have committed them to his care. Mr. White has in his possession such testimonials of ability as he trusts will prove quite satisfactory. Terms: classics, £1.10, that's £1.50, £1.10 per quarter. English, £1.01 per quarter. So the same fee as Douglas Grammar School for English tuition, £1.01 being a guinea, but rather more expensive at £1.10 for the classical education. I've found another advertisement in a later newspaper which shows that Mr. White's proposed school actually came into being, so we'll look at that next, although it's not in this edition of the 3rd of February 1820. Rishtach, Chiel Cius Jane the Bay and Shaw, as vad courage beggan for the chilia, ach, henke le squila the lea the higarachad, na rauach marnas e sachonianoch. Syniawr, lloris eib ffifwr twlielach, er yn oed rhaw ffeim er cors diach na tror nec bonus yn o'n tre, fa cion corich er y wylion rei. Fa'n jesach dys ffos dy fei corich diach o'n, as fa wimper bar gena dy chionach ei, och fa'n strwchtwr jint dy sledn. Nai dach doliad, na iau an olus, Grainen bonadach, drach ai, as treitur a snowball, va cion courage ernova, de tre oil gus a la heen. Ski a trolluach, mornach, huel na bain magitas magit an erd overock, va jean de ve ear na sela ons nin sulian, nan tre ve trogit in hirhirt. As Harry Shen, van de balach en dech het getu as vad rai. Last week we heard the trio Sorella, and they were three daughters of Linda Healy. Of course, it's I need very little prompting to play anything by one of my favourite groups ever, and that was another trio, and that included Linda Griffiths, as she was at the time, and her brother and her cousin, and they were called Plethyn. And here they are singing a song which is all about a louse.
Ar fordor mi gwrdes a theuliw'r bychan, mi droes fy ngolwg ti ar nen. Ac ar ei lawes mi weles lien, ar ei lawes mi weles lien, ar ei lawes mi weles lien, mi droes fy ngolwg ti ar nen. Ac ar ei lawes mi weles lien,
mi dynes ym pistol allan,
mi seithes hi yn ei thalcen, ac roedd ei thrwst yn dod i lawr. Fel ergyd fawr o ganan, fel ergyd fawr o ganan, fel ergyd fawr o ganan, ac roedd ei thrwst yn dod i lawr. Fel ergyd fawr o ganan,
mi dynes yng nghyllell allan,
a'i blingo am dridiau cyfan, o godiad hael hyd ser y nen. Nes cyrraedd pen ei chynffon, nes cyrraedd pen ei chynffon, nes cyrraedd pen ei chynffon, o godiad hael hyd ser y nen. Nes cyrraedd pen ei chynffon,
fe aeth rhyw ag yn heibio,
mi deflus ei chorff i honno, i ffwrdd i Lunden nes a hi. Ces i gen gini amdani, ces i gen gini amdani, ces i gen gini amdani, i ffwrdd i Lunden nes a hi. Ces i gen gini amdani,
roedd pobl y lle cyn falched,
o weled y cu cyn fraset, yn holi holi hwn, a holi holi'r llall. Ble mae gwyd y fath anifeiliad, anifeil, anifeil, anifeiliad, anifeil, anifeil, anifeiliad, yn holi holi hwn, a holi holi'r llall. Ble mae gwyd y fath anifeiliad.
Plethyn yn Llien, the Laws. Hanodach feg ach pwdwr gon a dyliegl ych chi at sio. Ystres monia dernach ren y twl iel, crein y liedol ys yn grom o orws yn gawad maes i'r ach er, gawad maes i'r ach er, as er y chochlau fi fwr harach er y fe octrau fech na siol yn cadw y gyt as fy na dain y mow yn rhoi. Tres moniad er olion yr ydyn sio, ren y sgi ys och, ffegeilad. As renad corliam yr ach mygit as mygit y wylion gei. As renad ligamach eimon dy fariach. Ren Napoleon, hyn, dy persoonach, cormolia soliad yn y bein er nyfa jindoc. As ren ei ffograch ymach, dy bech y wylion gei, enmysit, mwylion gei, Napoleon. Well, I could find only that same advertisement which ran through January and February of 1820 about Mr. White's classical school, or proposed classical school, then. At the end of March 1821, this appeared. Education. Mr. White, A.B., and that's A.B. for Artium Baccalaureus, Bachelor of Arts. He was proposing a classical school, after all. Late of Messrs. White and Lowe, informs the inhabitants of Douglas and its vicinity that he's opened a classical and English school, and pledges himself to devote his best exertions in promoting the improvement of those young gentlemen committed to his instruction. The manners and correct diction of his pupils shall also receive suitable attention, as a part of education essential to their future advancement in life. Mr. White can produce the most unequivocal testimonials of character and ability from Trinity College, Dublin. And Mr. White's classical and English school brings us to the end of this edition of Clare na Gael. Masen, shene nish dera anachid, and we file out, no running now, to the band Schwab. Maso, until the next time, it remains for me, Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
To wish you a very good night, Eve I'm a Cree, as Orsel ye, as me yeerian shared you will you.